We're talking Royals with Eugene in a moment, but on the staying with the theme of business and the issues for Flybe, and the suggestion now that Andrea Leadsom and Grant Shapps will meet with Chancellor Sajid Javid to discuss the possibility of a bailout of one of Britain's largest regional airlines. I stress the word regional, and I'll make that plain why in a moment. Insider saying the government has informed Flybe's three shareholders they would be required to inject tens of millions of pounds in fresh equity as the terms of any rescue deal. Flybe carries some 8 million passengers annually, but it's where they take a lot of those passengers that counts. Paul Charles, who's aviation analyst at the PC Agency advising airlines, former comms communications director at Virgin Atlantic, joins me now. And this is the key, isn't it? It's the airports that this company serves. Paul, good morning.
It is, Nick. If you look at their top 10 routes, they fly, for example, Birmingham to Belfast, Jersey to Guernsey, Birmingham to Edinburgh, London City Airport to Belfast, Manchester to Southampton. These are highly UK heavy, highly regional routes that people use, small businesses, people travelling maybe just for a day rather than for a couple of days or for holidays. They're using it to fly between centres that are more difficult to get to by rail.
So we once heard that a bank was too big to fail. Is this firm too rural to fail, Paul?
It would be devastating for so many communities if it did go under. The southwest of England relies on Flybe. Certainly Birmingham and Scotland rely on Flybe. Yes, they have 72 planes. Yes, they employ 2,400 staff. But the problem the government has is that if it seemed to step in and bail out Flybe, it would effectively be breaking state aid rules. So they're coming up with a meeting today to decide whether, in fact, to reduce air passenger duty, the first environmental tax in the world that was introduced by Ken Clark in 1993, to decide whether to reduce APD for all UK airlines. And if they do, that would be quite dramatic. It would be a major cut. It would be billions of pounds less going into the treasury. And it would mean that Flybe has several more months to stave off potential bankruptcy. The problem, Nick, is this is peak booking season. So the talk, the damaging talk about Flybe, will impact on us booking today with Flybe. Why would we take the risk and book a summer holiday or a business flight at the moment when there are other options?
Lastly, from your extensive knowledge of the airline business, the way you've outlined, surely this is a firm that, on paper, this should be working. This should, pardon the pun, this business should be flying, shouldn't it?
It should, but it's had so many restructurings. It's had more name changes than Cheryl. This is an airline that effectively has gone through so many different owners and managers. It's no wonder that it's struggling. It's had a lack of consistency, and that's why Virgin and its partners have been trying to buy it to relaunch it. The problem is there just isn't enough cash in the business at the moment for them to relaunch it.
Grateful for your time, Paul. Thank you. Paul Charles, aviation analyst at the PC Agency. Those numbers again then. The APD, you'll hear that a lot in terms of this story. Just to explain what that's, air passenger duty. There's £106 million owing. There is the possibility the government would give them a holiday, effectively 3 years off from paying that. But the three shareholders would have to pump in more money. As you heard, they employ around 2,400 staff. They have 72 aircraft and, well, fly 87,000, about 175,000 passengers are taken there. So watch that story. 7:43. Let's talk Royal Deal with Gene and Stanmore.